Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the faith we profess. Welcome to morning worship at Cramond Kirk on Sunday, the 24th of May. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Saviour, ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things, grant that your church on earth may be filled with his presence, and that he may remain with us always to the end of the world, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Within the calendar of the Christian year, this is Ascension Sunday. Ascension celebrates the time when the Jesus of earth became the Christ of heaven. So listen as Reuben is going to read Luke's description of what happened. Jesus has just appeared once more to his disciples. He's eaten some fish with them, and then he gives them their final instructions. If you would like to read the passage, you'll find it in Luke's Gospel at chapter 24, and Reuben is going to read from verse 44.
Then Jesus said to them, "These are the very things that I told you about while I was still with you. Everything written about me in the law of Moses, the writings of the prophets, and the Psalms have had to come true." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "This is what is written: the Messiah must suffer and must rise from the dead 3 days later, and in his name the message about repentance and the forgiveness of sins must be preached to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and I myself will send upon you what my Father has promised. But you must wait in the city until the power from above comes down upon you." Then he led them out of the city as far as Bethany, where he raised his hands and blessed them. As he was blessing them, he was departed from them and was taken up into heaven. They worshipped him and went back into Jerusalem, filled with great joy, and spent all their time in the temple giving thanks to God. Amen.
Thank you, Reuben. Ascension, the moment when, having delivered his final instructions to his disciples, Jesus was taken up into heaven, a cloud hiding him from their sight. According to Augustine, probably the greatest of all the early church fathers, Ascension is the crown of all Christian festivals. Ascension is that festival, said Augustine, which confirms the grace of all the festivals together. For unless the Saviour had ascended into heaven, his nativity would have come to nothing, and his passion would have borne no fruit for us, and his most holy resurrection would have been useless. So ascension matters, not because it teaches us to think of heaven somewhere up there. It's not. But because it invites us to explore truths about our faith and the God who is always with us. The Gospels report that in the aftermath of the first Easter, Jesus appeared to two women at the tomb, then to two of his disciples on the road to Emmaus, and then with Peter and others he shared breakfast back at the Sea of Galilee. If, as one biblical scholar suggested, it was unthinkable that the appearances of the risen Christ should grow fewer and fewer, it was equally evident that without these appearances coming to an end, there would be little occasion for faith. Quite simply, there had to come a moment of parting. A moment when the Jesus of earth became the Christ of heaven. Ascension describes that moment. Its paradox being that while in one way it describes an end, the end of Jesus' life and ministry on earth, in another way it describes a beginning, the beginning of the church's life, the church's ministry. And this too. Did you notice that while the disciples were angry and grief-stricken when Jesus first told them he would leave them, this time they are filled with joy. Why? Rather than losing him, the truth finally dawned that no longer restricted to one place, one time, the risen Lord would be with them in all places, at all times. Whenever they turned the other cheek or walked a second mile, Christ would be with them. Whenever they washed someone's dirty feet, Christ would be with them. Whenever they dealt kindly and forgivingly with someone, Christ would be with them. Whenever they acted generously, fed someone hungry, clothed someone naked, or visited someone in prison, Christ would be with them. Whenever they showed hospitality, entertained strangers, even angels unawares, Christ would be with them. And whenever they read the scriptures, gathered for prayer, broke bread and shared a cup of wine together, Christ would be with them. And if that insight was important to the disciples then, and it was, it's important for us today. In all the challenges that we're facing in this coronavirus pandemic, it's important for us to know and believe and trust that Christ is with us. Aware that many people are finding the lockdown to be very stressful, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, Jenny Williams, who's the minister at Drylaw Parish Church, has produced a little leaflet for her congregation encouraging people to take care. Jenny thinks that taking care is something we need to do for ourselves at the moment, as well, of course, as taking care of other people. And taking care of ourselves can be as simple as going out for a walk or sitting in your garden, or if you don't have a garden, sit at an open window, listen to the birds, notice the trees, the clouds blowing across the skies. Create a routine for yourself when you get up, when you have something to eat, when you go to bed. Don't watch too much television, especially the news programs. Instead, take time each day to read your book, do a jigsaw, listen to some music, and if you can get up and do a little dance, it's all right. No one's watching. Spend a few minutes each day being grateful for all the people working in hospitals and care homes or in supermarkets or driving buses and trains. Simple things, but in these simple ways, you'll start to take care of yourself. And this too, on Ascension Sunday, like the disciples of old, we have the profound reassurance that far from having left us, Christ is with us, crucified, risen, and ascended, always with us, always for us, always beside us, in good days and bad, in sunny days and storms, always reaching out to embrace us in his love and his care. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Blessing and honour and glory and power, our words echo the praise of heaven as you, Lord Christ, rise above the limitations of earth and sit forever at the right hand of God. You have ascended beyond horizons our eyes can see, beyond limits our minds can reach. No longer restricted to one place, you are present in all places. With grateful heart, we rejoice that seated at the Father's side, we have a great high priest who understands our weakness and prays for us. Though we cannot ascend to where you are, still raise our hopes and hearts that our discipleship on earth may be touched with the glory of heaven. God of justice, there is food in our shops, clean water flows from our taps, yet grateful as we are for our daily bread, we wonder why in a world of plenty there is such grinding poverty. The wonders of technology never fail to amaze, yet we despair that despite our capacity to do remarkable good, so many suffer avoidable disease and unnecessary harm. So hear us as we pray for those who pay the price of human folly, the victims of poor leadership and flawed government, of unjust trading agreements and corrupt practices, families made refugee by war, all who face a day of hunger and misery. God of power and might, we pray for the Prime Minister and First Minister and all who are advising them on how best to ease the lockdown and allow businesses and schools and churches to open again. With all the resources we have and in all the challenges we face, help us fashion communities of grace and understanding where people isolated will find friendship, people marginalised will find welcome, prosperity will be shared, and happiness too. We pray for the church, its health and well-being. Help us hold fast to the faith we profess, to be a source of light and hope, encouraging people through these difficult times. God of compassion, we hold in our hearts and prayers everyone facing a difficult day, those whose employment is threatened, whose hearts are troubled, those whose love has been betrayed or whose memory is failing, those whose health is poor, and all who have been bereaved. Hold them, we pray, in your healing presence and power. Risen Christ, you have raised our human nature to the throne of heaven. As we have gathered to worship, send us now to seek and serve you in the world, and bring us at the last to join you at the Father's side, where you reign with the Spirit in glory, one God forever. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Go now in the love and in the peace of Christ our Lord. May the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain with each one of you this day and evermore. Amen.